Just weeks after the Supreme Court struck down a key child pornography law, Congress is rushing to fill the gap. The original law tried to ban explicit images that appear to use real children but actually involve computer-generated pictures. The High Court said that that law was too broad and violated the First Amendment. Well, now, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, there is concern that the new legislation may raise even greater civil liberties questions.
Members of Congress, like Republican Mark Foley of Florida, were outraged at last month's Supreme Court ruling.
We think the court erred, if you will, in describing virtual pornography as something simple and innocent when we see the cause and effect of whether it be virtual or real children engaged in sexual acts as having a damaging and devastating effect on those children.
The court said that simulated child sex might well be offensive, but it's protected speech nonetheless. Foley disagrees, so he's written a bill to outlaw images that he says are just as harmful, the rich supply of child modeling sites on the World Wide Web. These so-called Sunny Lolita sites feature sweet images of 10-year-old girls like Little Amber who prance across the internet wearing bathing suits and sweet smiles. Foley says these sites are whetting the appetite of pedophiles.
These children are not the Gap kids or the JCPenney ads I'm talking about. I'm talking about girls who are engaged in, if you will, conduct that I think is unbecoming a child, to model provocatively for voyeurs who pay money for them to model and display clothing in a rather provocative way.
But if passed, Foley's legislation could face tough scrutiny in the courts. The Supreme Court said an image cannot be banned simply because it could possibly lead to a crime. And traditional photographers say they're worried their images could be drawn into the net of this bill. Stephen Davis is CEO of Corbis, one of the major photography licensing companies.
It's so broad and vague it would leave businesses like ours and artists like those that we work with around the world often in a state of quandary exactly what they should and shouldn't be doing, and would therefore probably create a lot of concern and confusion.
Civil liberties groups are just as worried about another piece of legislation that's targeted directly at the Supreme Court ruling on virtual child porn. The Child Obscenity and Pornography Prevention Act of 2002 tries to steer a course between the major Supreme Court objections to the original law. For example, the Supreme Court said that first law didn't allow for defendants who could prove that no real children were harmed in the creation of the pictures they own. So Texas Congressman Lamar Smith has addressed that issue in his bill.
Today we have such sophisticated computer image-making capability that you can't distinguish one between the other. So the reason for the affirmative offense is to say to individuals, hey, if you can prove you didn't use a real child, you're not going to have to worry about being prosecuted.
But civil liberties groups say that one provision could make this new legislation vulnerable. Marv Johnson with the American Civil Liberties Union says it places an unfair burden on defendants.
So if you happen to be an innocent possessor of this material, there is no real way for you to go into court and prove that, in fact, no children were used in this.
Some civil liberties experts say Congress might not have learned its lesson from last month's Supreme Court ruling. According to First Amendment attorney Floyd Abrams, the court might have been saying Congress needs to rely on existing laws, not write new ones.
It's important to know that if any of this material is obscene, somebody goes to jail for putting it out. So we're dealing here with non-obscene material, which is highly suggestive. That's why the court talked about how we don't live in a country with thought crimes.
It might be some time before Congress learns whether these and other related laws under consideration are in fact constitutional. Lawmakers had to wait 6 years before the Supreme Court struck down the original law against virtual child pornography. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.